The U.S. dollar is shrinking today for some telling reasons. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Good morning. The tariffs had their effect, and there's news. The U.S. trade deficit got smaller in November. There were still more imports than exports, but that gap, the merchandise trade deficit, is the smallest in 3 years, just over $63 billion. Let's turn to economist Julia Coronado. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
Since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, politicians and others have been calling for a smaller trade gap, a smaller gulf between what we export and what we import. Looks like latest data, we got it?
That's right. We saw a sharp narrowing in the trade deficit in November, reflecting a decline in imports. Retailers and other companies were importing earlier to avoid the possibility of December tariffs that never took effect because they reached a phase one trade deal.
Also, the prospect that this phase one trade deal is really happening is knocking down the dollar today, lowest since July. Why bet against the dollar now?
Well, there's a sense that the global economy may do better than we feared in 2020 because of the trade deal. So when there's fears about the global economy, people rush to the safety of the dollar. We're seeing that reverse to some extent. So you see the dollar falling, you see bond yields rising. And that means that there's more optimism about the global economy.
Indeed. The benchmark 10-year yield, benchmark for 10-year interest rates, is up at 1.92%. Julia Coronado, have a happy new year.
You too.
Fees for applying for a green card or citizenship or asylum in America are likely to go up soon by a lot. The public comment period on the changes runs out today, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, is required to review its fees every 2 years. Stephen Yale Lair teaches immigration law at Cornell University.
It's normal to come out with a proposed fee increase, but the percentage increase on a lot of these fees is just much higher than it has been in the past.
The proposed increase on green card applications is 79%. A citizenship application fee is set to go up by 83% from $640 to $1,170.
Plus, they're eliminating some of the waivers that low-income immigrants have to be able to file for citizenship, even if they can't afford it.
That's Sandra Feist. She's a Minneapolis-based immigration attorney.
These fees are a penalty to make it hard for people to file for their green cards and other benefits that they're eligible for.
USCIS says the cost to process applications and fight immigration fraud is going up, so its fees need to fall in line. The Trump administration has said it will also use this extra revenue to help ICE bolster border security. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Tom's Shoes, the company famous for donating a pair of shoes to someone in need for every pair it sells, is deeply in debt, a lot of which comes due in the new year. Now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Tom's, based in Los Angeles, has transferred its ownership to an investment group to which it owes the money. This is a way to stay out of bankruptcy court. That's like your brother-in-law lending you money to buy a new car, but when you eventually can't pay him back, you hand him the car instead. It's also a cautionary tale about leveraged buyouts. Some of Tom's debt was incurred when Bain Capital used borrowed money to buy the shoe company in 2014. Wow, a new decade is just days away, which means time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. And don't forget, if you give at least $60 or a monthly donation of $5 or more, you'll get access to our 2020 Ask Me Anything virtual event series. Find out more and donate at marketplace.org. Thank you. Now to Greece, where tourism accounts for 20% of economic activity. It's also a country that has taken in many refugees fleeing war, oppression, and poverty. On some Greek islands where thousands of migrants have been placed in camps, businesses are complaining this hurts tourism. John Lawrenson reports from the island of Samos.
The tables are ready, napkins folded, the white tablecloths are spotless. But at the tavernas of Samos town, there aren't many customers. Yanis Estadiadis has had to lay off 5 employees at his seafront cafe, and he's had far fewer customers since the number of migrant arrivals doubled this summer.
People start not coming, especially in the in the night, tourists became more and more less. Samustown is starting to hear like a very big hotspot for the immigrants.
The population of Samustown is less than 7,000, and now there are over 7,000 migrants living in a camp next to it. The Greek-run camp is desperately overcrowded. It's infested with rats. Just outside the camp exit, there's an open sewer. Most of the migrants here fled war and economic hardship in Africa, Afghanistan, and Syria. Many islanders were initially sympathetic to the migrants, but that has changed as the migrant camp has turned into something that looks more permanent. And islanders say it's affecting their livelihoods. Despina Kyler is in charge of tourism at Samos Town Hall. She says the camp's proximity to the town is driving away tourists.
When someone wants to go for holidays, doesn't want to have problems and see suffering. When they come, they see all this problem around and they feel bad. This is bad also for us. Hotels are empty and cafeterias also.
No tourists even to listen to this street musician. At the moment, the migrants are free to roam around the town. But the Greek government has announced it will replace the current camps with bigger facilities that they won't be able to leave. The EU has told Greece it's not allowed to do this. Local officials have staged strikes to protest the situation. In Samos, Greece, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And before we go, was that really Sharon Stone on the dating and friendship app Bumble? People thought, no way, so Bumble kicked the Sharon Stone profile off. It was really Sharon Stone, and she's been tweeting to be let back in. What do you know? They just let her back in this morning. For years, the actress has publicly said she dates. You know Sharon Stone, Casino, Basic Instinct, Total Recall, so there'd be plenty to talk about on a date. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.